This is Neil Chayat looking at the law. Coming up, hanging by a thread. This is Neil Chayat looking at the law. If you threaten to kill the judge, does that mean he's biased against you? That fairly bizarre question was raised in a killer of a case that involved Vincent, described by the court as a highly placed member of the Bonanno crime family. After Vincent was convicted of racketeering-related offenses and sentenced to life, he was indicted again, this time for the crime of murder in aid of racketeering, which carries the death penalty. While this charge was pending, the government alleges Vincent gave a hit list to another inmate. On the list was the judge in the case, the U.S. attorney, and three cooperating witnesses. Vincent then moved to have the judge removed on the grounds that a judge who's been threatened with death by a defendant can no longer be impartial. But the judge refused to recuse, and the Court of Appeals affirmed, saying that defendants cannot be permitted to use plots or threats as a judge-shopping device. So Vincent's case will continue before the same judge he threatened to kill, and basically you can't get rid of the judge by threatening to get rid of the judge. This is Neil Chayat looking at the law.